All right, well, welcome back to another episode of the Edible Valley Podcast, where we set out to explore the food culture of the Comox Valley and Vancouver Island. I'm Chef Jonathan Fraser, and I'm here again with...
Darren Howlett, as always, and today we're sitting down with Allison McKenzie of Dark Side Chocolates here Yay. In Cumberland. Mm-hmm. How are you?
Sleepy.
Right?
Well, we'll try and wake you up a little bit here and get you excited about chocolate.
Or get us excited
get
about
us
chocolate.
Get us excited about chocolate, because you are the expert in the world of chocolate.
At least in this room, maybe?
We'll say in this room for sure.
Mm. Sure. Okay. So maybe we can just start from the beginning. How did you get into it? How did you start?
I was bullied into it.
Oh, really?
Forced into it?
Forced into it, coerced. My sister-in-law, Jan, started the business originally. She started making chocolates at home and selling at the farmer's market.
Oh, yeah.
And then opened a shop in Cumberland. And I don't know, about a year in or something, she started hooking up with my brother. And she got pregnant.
Right.
And then she's like, oh, maybe could you work for me for maternity leave? And I was like, sure. So she trained me. I sort of apprenticed with her. And then I was like, when are you coming back? Is this thing done? Can I go back to, you know?
Right.
and she's like, well, actually, I don't think I want to come back to work, so I'm going to sell it. And I was like, great. I hope the new owners are awesome.
Right.
And then people were like, Allison, you should really buy. You should really buy that shop. And I was like, ugh. So, I mean, coercion, encouraged. I don't know.
Right.
But so then I took it over. Wow. And tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is my fourth anniversary of owning it.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
I know.
That's excellent.
That's good timing, hey?
Yeah.
So in that time, were you sort of overseeing while she was on maternity? Mm-hmm. Were you, like, I can't discern from the way that you explained it. Were you there because you felt an obligation to her? Or were you there, like, were you actually enjoying what you were doing?
No, I was totally enjoying it.
Yeah.
But I thought it was temporary.
Right.
It was like, she was like, can you do this? You know, can you be my employee?
Right.
Yeah. For a year. And I was like, yeah, sure. That's cool.
Wow.
I totally enjoyed it, but I thought it was like short term.
Right. Yeah.
And it wasn't like, in your... get on EI after and have a summer off or something.
Right. But I mean, obviously since you've been there, it's definitely grown. It's definitely become more established. I remember hearing like little rumblings years ago of, oh yeah, you know, the little place, it's called Dark Side Chocolates and blah, blah, blah. And I remember just thinking it was so off my radar.
Yeah.
And now it's like, it's this big thing in the Valley. Everybody knows Dark Side Chocolates. Like it's a firmly
everybody
established.
Knows everybody. Well, it's kind of like Cumberland in general too, right?
Right.
Like
it's
Cumberland's
true.
Been like off the beaten track for people because it's like an 8-minute drive out of Courtney.
Right.
You know?
It's a long ways away.
Yeah.
Right?
People are like, oh, I don't go there. It's, you know, it's out of the way. And, but I think it's not just my shop. It's like Cumberland's doing that whole thing, right?
Where
like people are like, oh, I go there now. Not that far, and it's like, whoa, it's totally worth it.
It is, yeah, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I it's funny that you mentioned that. I thought that I was the only person that had encountered that. I'm not going to name them. I don't want to shame anybody out in public, but there are some people that were in my family, part of my family, and they used to say that too. They would be like, oh, why would you want to go to Cumberland? That's so far away.
Yeah.
Like, that's 8 minutes away.
Have you ever lived anywhere else in the world where you have, like,
but they would rule out any plans that we had made Cumberland way. And I couldn't believe it. And then these are also people that grew up in a metropolitan area. And I'm like, 8 minutes is nothing.
It's nothing. I know.
It's not that far.
So. No, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. No. So, so business has been well, I'm assuming, just from what I'm seeing as an observer. Things are going well.
I think it's good. I mean, the first year I kind of slacked off like a lot.
Right.
I was like, oh, I'm a business owner. I can do what I want.
Right. Kind of
thing. And that meant like doing not really anything.
Right.
And then people were like, why don't you have any like chocolate in your chocolate shop? I'm like, oh, right. Okay.
Right.
So it took me a while to realize that not having a boss means you have to be a boss.
Yeah.
And that means you actually have to like do stuff.
Yeah.
And and then once I realized that the energy you put in, you get back, you know, I mean, that eventually got me going into like, okay, I'm going to like do this. And as I got more confident with creating new things
and
that sort of fuels my Yeah. Keeps me interested, you know?
So yeah, for
sure. Well, I'd like to talk about some of those chocolates. Like, what are your specialties or what are you proud of?
Well, I mean, Jan set me up with a really good lineup of yummy things. And,
well, because you start off, you use like quality chocolates, of course.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's all organic and it's all fair trade. And so, because that's important.
Right.
And important to us. And, so that means there's, you know, no yucky stuff. There's no fillers. It's all food. And,
no, it's good.
And the people involved in the harvest and growing and processing are all getting paid well. So it's not like I feel good eating chocolate and they're like, I hate chocolate.
Right, yeah.
And yeah, all our ingredients. So in our truffles, say, which is kind of our specialty, there's no like waxes or preservatives or, we don't sell boxes of chocolate off the shelf because they would go bad if you left them sitting on the shelf. It's like, it's food. Yeah. So, which is a neat concept for people. They come in sometimes, they're like, do you have boxes of chocolates? And I'm like, I will make a box for you right now.
Right.
And you eat it soon.
Yeah.
Don't stick it on your cupboard for
2 months. No, yeah. No. And that's been interesting for people too. I think like they're used to, you know, going to a grocery store or like a department store and buying chocolate. How bizarre is that?
Yeah.
It's like going out for dinner at a department store. Like, oh, I bought this dinner off the shelf. Anyway.
Right.
Yeah. So that stuff's, it's like sometimes people come in and they're like, oh, that's kind of expensive. Or and I'm like, yeah, just try it. And then we'll talk after, you know, and a lot of people are like, oh, I'm totally sold on this, you know, and
it's a big difference. I mean,
it's good. It's really, really good.
Right.
It's not just me saying that. It's really good, you know?
Right,
like, it's nice to eat good chocolate.
It is.
I've found it, because I've been spending a little bit more time in Cumberland lately. Mm-hmm. Oh. So, and just popping in there and grabbing a nice chocolate on the way through, it just perks up the day a little bit,
totally.
Right?
I have a confession to make. I despised chocolate for most of my life.
Me too!
Yeah, from when I was about 15 to about 2 years ago, I didn't eat chocolate.
You're like a real naysayer.
Almost 20 years. Wow. I didn't eat chocolate and I just, whatever. And it was only in the last couple of years that I started trying it again. And yeah, I don't know if chocolate's just in general gotten better or what, but I've come around. I've definitely seen that through.
I think chocolate has gotten better. I think dark chocolate's gotten a lot better. And that's sort of what we focus on too, is the darker end of things.
Hence the name.
And it's come a long way. Like when I think of eating dark chocolate as a kid, it was like baker's chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's disgusting.
Right.
It's like chalky and nasty stuff. So it's come a long way and people come in and they're like, oh, I don't really like dark chocolate. And again, I'm like, here, just try this.
Right.
You know? And they're like, oh, that's not bad. Oh, maybe, you know, and it like changes. I'm like, just try it.
Right.
Like it's not what you think it is a lot of the time. And I have kids, parents that come in and they're like, you've ruined my kids. They don't eat crappy chocolate anymore. They won't eat like, they want to go here. Yeah. Yeah. So that's nice. And I'm like, well, why would you want your kids to be eating crappy chocolate anyway?
Right.
You
know, exactly.
And two parents saying like, oh, well, it's dark chocolate. You might not like it. And then I'm like,
right.
And these kids are like, no, I like dark chocolate.
Yeah.
And it's great. I'm like, there's these young palates that are being cultured right now.
Yeah.
Like,
it's fantastic.
That's beautiful.
Hopefully they don't have to grow up with the horrors that we endured. So where is Dark Side Chocolate going? What's coming up? What's your plan?
Oh gosh. I don't make plans.
No.
Make more chocolate, right?
Just make chocolate, sell chocolate, eat a lot of chocolate.
Good.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's fine to not know.
Okay, good.
But talking about it with Kristen, talking about it with John, that do you play a bit with flavors? You're playing more with trying new things out, or
yes,
yeah.
I like experimenting with flavors.
Yeah,
and my friend Kirsten, she used to live in Vancouver and New York and fancy places like that, and she would call me or Facebook me and be like, I tried this chocolate, it was this flavor, but it was gross. So can you make it, but make it better? I'd be like, sure. Like she was like, blue cheese chocolate, make it. I was like, okay. She's like, it needs some kind of fruity stuff in it too. So and then I did fig. And I was like, okay, right. blue cheese and fig, and made like a blue cheese and fig chocolate. And people were like, what the heck?
Right.
You know, but it ended up being really good. And yeah, I do like playing a lot into like more savory end of chocolate. I like salt, and I like,
nice.
Like, blackberry basil is one of our ones that we do just in like August and September when that stuff is fresh. And that's a, you know, kind of edging into it. I have a strawberry balsamic that I do in the spring.
Wow.
And like, I like the ones that are.
Yeah.
So do you do your chocolates more seasonal? Is that, what I'm
Some
doing?
Of them. I have like a, I don't know, maybe 25 or 30 different flavors that rotate in and out. Some of them I only make seasonally.
Right.
And then other ones is just sort of like, what do we need? What are people asking for? What do we feel like making? What's, you know, what do we have?
So, what is the biggest seller? Actually, what's the biggest seller for adults and what's the biggest seller for kids? There's a,
it's probably the same. It's the salted caramel.
Is it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's a classic.
It is a classic, but you know, okay. First year owning the business, I was like, I'm going to try not making that one so that people have to try other ones.
Right.
And then people were like, oh, never mind. And I was like, damn it. And then so I was like, okay, just make the salted caramels. I'll buy the salted caramels. And then that's how you run a business.
Right, exactly. Right. I did much the same thing too when I first bought my first business and said, I know what's better. So I'm going to try to get people to do that.
Steer people in that direction. Yeah.
And there was just absolute defiance. And people were like, nope, not going to have it. So I was like quickly like, okay, well, I'll give you what you've got, but I'm going to really feature all this extra stuff that's great, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to like, I was like, maybe I should do some kind of thing where like, try three other ones.
Right.
And then you get a caramel as a reward, you know? Nice. Just to try to break people out because they're all so good.
Right. Yeah.
And it's not until you run out of one that people are like, okay, I'll try another one. They're like, oh
well, now, really good, you know, too. In all honesty, I haven't had a lot of your chocolates. I've only had a few of your chocolates and they are great, but I'm definitely going to have to come down and try more.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
I'm actually like salivating now. I'm getting excited.
Me too.
Yeah.
I spent the weekend, I went camping and I forgot to bring chocolate.
Oh no.
Much to the chagrin of everyone I was with.
Of course, I imagine.
And we were all very upset.
Oh.
I was eating other chocolate that wasn't good. And it was tough.
Yeah.
Tough weekend. So I'm kind of jonesing a little.
Right. And sorry, I wanted to touch on this earlier. So how many people do you have working for you now?
It's me and a couple other part-time people. Yeah.
And do they participate creatively or are they just there to sort of
help you along with what you're doing? Quite, like as far as production goes, she's like right in there making chocolate. She's a chocolatier.
Oh, wow.
And that's great. She's been there for a couple years at least, and she's awesome.
Yeah.
And then the other one is, she's newer, and she's more like, you know, customer service based.
Right.
Where, like, we haven't got her hands into the chocolate pot yet, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. But you're happy? Everything's moving the way you like it to?
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's awesome to own a business.
Yeah.
It's, like, pretty cool. It's pretty stressful and crazy, too. Mm-hmm. You know, I tell people, I'm like, you know, sometimes I want to get a part-time job where like I just go to work and then get a paycheck.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, what an idea.
I know. I'm the epitome of dancing that line right now. I have two jobs and I have two businesses and I'm like,
oh my gosh,
at some point now I'm hitting that breaking point where I've got to just go one way or the other.
Yeah.
I can't keep
riding that line.
Yeah. No.
You know, there's not enough time in a day.
That's it.
Yeah.
I run out of time every day.
I know.
It's a challenge.
Totally. Did you used to work or own?
Seven Lounge? Yeah, it used to be called Jiggers.
Jiggers.
And then it was Seven Lounge.
Okay. Yeah. Can I share an anecdote?
You absolutely can.
Because I was cleaning my room the other day.
Yeah.
Which I don't do very often.
Okay.
But I came across a business card. And I was like, Darren Howlett, Jiggers.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa. And I was like, why do I have that? And then I turned it over. There was a guy's phone number on the back.
Oh, that's why you had it.
Yeah. I was like,
you got somebody's phone number.
Yeah. But I was like, why do I still have this? But I was like, oh, I should bring it for this interview and show it. I forgot it.
How did you have one of my business cards with some other guy's phone number on it?
No idea. Yeah. I mean, your name and number was on it, but he had written his name on it. Johnny Handsome.
Oh yeah,
that was his
I know
name.
Exactly who you're talking about. John. Yeah,
that's awful.
That's hilarious. Wow. Yeah. So yeah, I owned it for 10 years and then got out of it about 6 or 7 years ago and started up new things.
Oh. Yeah. So yeah, who's the interviewer now? Yeah, what are you
I
doing
just realized
with your
that
time?
Things were changing yeah. around there.
Just flipped everything on you there, Darren.
Thank you for coming in. Thanks for talking with us about chocolate.
Yes.
Thanks for bringing your dog.
Yeah. Exactly.
She's been fantastic.
Excellent.
She's a good girl.
Yeah.
And so if people want to get some chocolates and they are in the Cumberland area,
yes.
How do they get?
We're on Dunsmuir, Main Street. We're open Tuesday to Saturday, 10 to 4:30.
Perfect.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We also have an online store.
What? Wow.
So for like, you know, when you want to order chocolate in your pajamas.
Right.
Maybe
so
get
you don't have to come downtown.
You don't have to. Nice. You can also, for all these people that weren't born here and their family lives elsewhere, you can tell them that they can order it for you.
Oh, wow.
Delivered or... I'll just call you and be like, there's chocolates here for you to pick up.
You're like, oh, that's an ass. That's
you
a,
can wear your pajamas. You're
that's like, a fantastic yes. idea.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you do coffee as well. So.
Yeah, we have an espresso bar too. So lots of yummy stuff in there.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
There's something for everyone.
I haven't drank. There's so many news coming in. I stopped drinking coffee about 6 or 7 years ago because coffee just stopped being
it's
interesting.
Crazy. Oh.
And then just in the last month and a half. I've just started drinking coffee again, and I didn't realize I have a ridiculously discerning palate when it comes to coffee. I'm really critical. I didn't think I was going to be a coffee snob, but I am. I'm very critical. I stopped drinking coffee because it was crappy coffee, and now I realize that I still like coffee. I have
coffee.
High expectations out of it.
Yeah. This is the same with chocolate. A lot of people think they don't like chocolate. They're like, oh, this is this. But I'm like, no, try good chocolate. And
then,
So.
Well, okay. I know what I'm going to have to do this week then.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yay.